Tell us a little bit about the League of Women Voters.
Well, the local unit or group has been in existence for over 50 years, and the national league was started about the time of the amendment giving women the right to vote.
That goes back.
Yes, it does.
And now, how did you both get involved with the league?
Well, I actually went to Governor's Conference for Women in Austin, and one of the main speakers was Barbara Jordan. That's the first time I'd ever heard of the League of Women Voters. And I went to a meeting shortly after that where the president of the league was speaking, and I joined, and I've been a member ever since. That was the early 70s.
Excellent. And now, Robert, what about you?
Well, I'm a somewhat a late comer. My wife got me intrigued. She said she thought there would be an opportunity for a male to be involved in the league's work. And I happen to be a user of the Voters Guide. I have for many years. So I had a lot of regard for the League of Women Voters, but I had no idea there was an opportunity for men to be involved. Oh. But we're about as co-ed as you can get. And a lot of men are members in conjunction with their wives' membership. So it's just an opportunity that I couldn't pass up because I believe so strongly in the educational objectives that the league advocates and practices.
Well, tell us a little bit about that voter guide.
Well, the voter guide is published every time we have a major election. And our guide, the best thing I can say about the guide is a guy from Canyon, Texas called me about 2 years ago and he said, "Who can I tell what I think about the voter's guide?" And I says, "Well, you can tell me. I'll share it. What do you think?" He says, "Well, it's my opinion that no voter should be allowed in the polls without a copy of the AA of the League of Women Voters guide." He said, "There you spell out the strengths and the weaknesses of every bill and every candidate. You don't advocate for any one of them, but you do give us perspective that we need to be educated."
It's a cheat
sheet.
He
says, "If I couldn't have that voter's guide, I wouldn't know sometimes the best way to vote. But when I go now, I'm pretty well informed and I feel very comfortable."
Yeah, I know that voter guides to me are just kind of a little cheat sheet. And if, like, for instance, you know, the judges and things like that, it's like, I'm busy. I don't know how to figure it.
That's
but
right.
If you know where you personally stand on an issue, you can have this little cheat sheet about where this particular, you know, person running for office stands, and then it helps you out.
Well, and you need to know this, too. Everybody needs to know this. The league is nonpartisan. We don't advocate in favor of any one person or party. We're independent of that. Our advocacy concerns issues that are important for the day and policies
and democracy.
And we're all for getting people to help people become as well informed as possible so they can vote intelligently. And we sure want them to go vote, exercise their privilege, because that's what distinguishes America. That's why we have such a big immigration problem in part. It's been emphasized of recent date because we had so many immigrants coming to America. But the fact is, that's been going on for years, and people like participating in democracy. In other nations where they have monarchies, there is no opportunity. So in America, we distinguish ourselves by allowing every private citizen who registers to vote to participate in selecting their leadership and also to express opinions about issues.
Now, Jeanette, what is it that you find really compelling about putting your time into, you know, promoting informed voting?
Well, we actually have voter registration drives, and these have to be done 30 days before the election, because in Texas, you have to have a 30-day period there. And we have a wonderful woman in charge of that. And then we staff as much as possible with our members. And we try to reach parts of the community that may not vote as much as others, but we want everyone to vote. And we do have pros and cons on the amendments in the election.
And what about you? Same question. What makes you want to put your energy into you know, making people aware that it's like, this is a really important thing to participate in your democracy?
Well, what most people don't know is Jeanette Kelly and I are former teachers. We're retired teachers. And we believe strongly in education. And clarifying issues for us is really important. Not so much the final decision about how to cast a vote, but we hope to amplify an understanding of what the issues and the candidates are all about. If you ask me to vote for John Doe, and I don't know anything about John Doe, I can't make an informed choice about his candidacy. But if I have a voter's guide with me that spells out the aspects of John's candidacy that are favorable and those that maybe aren't so favorable, then I can go to the polls and vote with confidence. And I think that's what matters.
Well, I think it's really important to, you know, people get really wrapped up in their lives and, you know, we forget that this is something that we, you know, really have to do to participate, or we don't have a government. So yes. I'm very thankful that you guys do the work you do, and I can't wait to get my hot little fingers on one of these voter guides. Where can folks get them if they wanted to in the Amarillo area?
Well, they're in the United grocery stores, and also there has been quite a bit of publicity, and I myself went to Canyon and distributed guides in, I think we did 9 or 10 locations there, and so we tried to include them. And then a woman from Borger called recently and came by my house and picked up some. So, and the thing now is you can take the guides with you to vote.
Take them into the booth to vote.
Mm-hmm. You can.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah. All right, good. I mean, they're nonpartisan. I don't know why that would be a problem. Everybody should need one.
That's right.
That's great. Well, one last question for you. What is the work that you are doing now, like moving forward, looking toward the future and the future elections? I know next year is going to be a big election year.
Well, it is. And also, we're looking forward to our 50th anniversary. And Rockefeller Brothers Foundation provided a good, strong financial support for the study by the National League as to our future. What is it we want to see done? What does advocacy look like going into the future? And what policies are needed to help to make sure that people are as well informed as can be when they go to vote? So the league's purposes and objectives are under study right now. We've almost completed 100 years of advocacy as an organization. We're looking forward to the next century of service to American citizens. And so the Rockefeller Foundation grant facilitated our getting together. I had a group of 30, sat down in a nice quiet place in Upper New York, and they began the study of our future. So we'll be looking forward to a rollout of those plans very soon.
Very cool. All right, so I just wanted to give everyone a heads up real quick. So in Texas, it looks like the ballot initiatives are for the Texas State Constitution, and there are 7 different propositions. A lot, you know, some that deal with taxing, banking, gambling, housing, and I'll go ahead and post a link to those. Those of you in Colorado is a mail ballot state, so they mail ballots out. You have to have you should already have yours if indeed there's an election in your area, and it is too late to mail them back and have them counted, but you can drop them off at the county clerk's office. There's 24-hour drop boxes, and also at voting service and polling centers in your county. Just to find out where those are, just go to sos.state.co.us, and I'll put this link online. Kansas, you can read more about the upcoming election on Tuesday by going to voteks.org. You can check your registration status, the polling place location, and view a sample ballot for your county. And if you have any other questions beyond that, just call the Secretary of State at 800-262-VOTE or call your local county election office. And it's going to be mostly city and school district issues right now on the Tuesday election, but make sure you vote. Oklahoma, there are a couple counties that that are going to be affected: Beckham County, Cimarron County, and Woodward County. So if you want more information about that, your election, however, is the following Tuesday, November 14th, not the 7th. So that's Tuesday the 14th. You can go to ok.gov/elections for more information about that. Well, Jeanette and Robert, thank you so much for coming in here. Thanks for the great work you do. I'm always like really excited to hear people telling people to get out there and vote. I just think it's like, you know, people died for this, right? We need to remember it's very important.
We also have mail-in ballots, and I know I have a friend who no longer drives. So a lot of older people, I think, really take advantage of that. and we're so grateful that they do.
Yeah. Well, thank you both. And if anybody has any questions, I'll put up a post on HPPR's Facebook page as well.
May I make one final comment?
Please.
There are a lot of studies being done about how to facilitate voters casting their informed vote. And you mentioned one state that uses a mail-out ballot. Well, that's an innovation that's fairly new in American history. Other states have done some things that are addressing how to facilitate voters. There are also some states that seem to be passing laws and legislation that limit voter participation. So the League of Women Voters is a strong advocate. If you want to talk about things we would advocate for, it would be keeping the polls open, continue a drive for innovative ways to facilitate citizens casting their vote, and do it with good information and with security. So we're interested in those kind of exploratory efforts.
Yeah, that's a really good point. We've been covering that a lot, you know, with our regional news, and NPR has been covering it like crazy as well. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in here today.
Hey, we're free. Come in.
All right.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, of course. All right, let's keep it rolling. I think we're going to do some Aretha Franklin. I promised this earlier. Let's do some Seesaw on High Plains Morning.